What's going on, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Big Mouth Counselor. Today I want to talk to you guys about the topic, you can't help everyone. Now, I came across this dealing with my own, kind of like issues and things like that from the past week. And I felt that it was pretty good to really kind of talk to you guys about how you help and how you cannot help other people, if that makes sense. When I speak about you can't help everyone, going through the course of becoming a life coach and already being a counselor, a lot of times in our education, we do talk about how effective it is to make sure that the client or the person knows that you're there for them, that they can trust you, that they can be safe with you, right? And it's always a great feeling when you can feel safe with someone else or feel like that you can be really comfortable. The thing is, when we as therapists, counselors, life coaches, when we offer our help, we're not doing those things to say, this is what you should do, this is it, it's my way or no way. If you go outside of what I'm saying, then you know, pretty much that your life is just going to be messed up, right? That's not at all what we as professionals are saying. And I feel like a lot of times our clients really do get that kind of mixed up when they're trying to implement the things that we may suggest into their lives. So the words you cannot help everyone simply comes from you can't help somebody unless they're ready and willing to help themselves. This is something that I've already known being in my education for counseling and dealing with, mental health. So when I came across this doing my schooling for life coaching, and they kind of said the same thing that, you know, people really have to want to help themselves. It can't be a situation where you're the only one that wants to help and then that's it. We are known to constantly push people and push people and push them and always want the best for them. But at what point do we as human beings or professionals or parents or what have you ask ourselves, is this what they want? Are they ready to help themselves? Or am I, you know, overstepping my boundaries? And a lot of times we do overstep those boundaries because sometimes people are just not ready to make that change. And it's not that they're a bad person. It's not that, they're making dumb mistakes or whatever the case may be. It seems that way in our eyes because it's not being on the time that we've given them or the time that we see fit. But we don't think about that it is not our lives, it is theirs. There was a situation that came up with one of my children, and I was put in that seat where it's either I want you to do this or you're going to have to want to do this yourself, right? And at that time, I had to let go of my control because I wanted to control the situation. I wanted the outcome to be this way, but it is not me. It is not my choice. It's not my life. It is my child's life. So in that situation, as a parent, I had to step back, reevaluate, and know that this was solely going to be something that my child had to have to figure out on their own and make those choices and decisions for themselves because mom cannot do it. Now, as a counselor, if I were talking to a client, it would be the same exact thing. I can offer you suggestions or offer you my opinions, not necessarily my advice. It's just something where, you know, if you would like my insight on something, here's something that could work. These are just suggestions. I do not consider what I say to people as being advice because I don't want you to feel like you have to take that, you know? But then sometimes it can be advice if people see it that way, you know, I'm coming to you for some advice, or maybe I just need to come to you for clarity. And that's perfectly fine, you know, however people may want to play with those words. I just always think that it is suggestion, or if you need my guidance on something, I would particularly say it that way. But if I were to give a client my insight, my guidance, my suggestion on any situation or anything in their life, I would first, you know, really have to know, are you actually ready and willing to help yourself? Like, are you ready to put forth that work? Because a lot of times we waste our energy, we waste our time telling somebody something, or giving out our good suggestions, advice, or, you know, guidance, and they're not actually ready, and they don't implement those things, and those expectations that you may have on a client or things like that could possibly show you that, hey, maybe you're not all into this that I thought you were. And that can have a big part in that relationship that you would have with a client, or a relationship that you as a parent would have with your child. Is not that we expect, and I think as parents we do, we expect for our children to be a certain way, but as professionals to our clients, we don't expect for them to do anything more than what they are probably already showing us. So those are some different point of views that you have to think about when we talk about you cannot help everyone. Another thing too is, you know, we are so prone on giving out all of our energy, really just giving our all and pouring from an empty cup to other people. And they're just constantly sucking it up, where it's like they feel like they don't have to help themselves because we're always constantly giving, right? And at what point do we stop and say, you know, hey, I can't do this anymore because I don't have anything left in me? At what point do we say, you know, hey, a lot of things aren't being reciprocated and I can't really be the one to just be there for you? And, you know, as a parent, as a professional, we need people as well. So when we feel like we are being completely sucked dry, we look for other people to be there for us as well. And if somebody is constantly sucking you dry, then that is a person who is not trying to help themselves. That is a person who, in my opinion, isn't ready to put in that work to actually be better. They just want you to do it for them. And of course, you know, as with children, when they're smaller, they want you to do things for them because they don't know how to do them. But when does it change when you become an adult and, you know, somebody's actually giving you something to implement into your life? They're giving you the tools and the resources and you still don't use those or try to plug those in into your life. Like, do you think about, maybe I do need to kind of listen, or maybe I do need to implement that because they are giving me something to look forward to. They're giving me something that I probably could work with, or maybe this is a start. Like, do we as people and other people actually think about that when somebody is actually trying to help us and help us implement things into our life to better us? And so it's, the subject is really, it can really go deep when we're talking about helping and how you cannot help everyone. You know, it's the same as if you're going on this road and you're trying to make it to millions or trying to build your legacy. And it's like people who are on that ride on the sidelines, some people are really there to be with you, to celebrate with you, to be with you through the hardships, to be there to offer whatever it is that they can offer you at the time. And then you have people who are just there because they want the benefits from it. And those are the things that you look at and say, hey, I know, you know, you haven't been there for me as I would be for you or have been for you. And those are the people that you cannot help. Or, you know, every time that you talk to someone and it's like every single time you talk to them, they need something. You know, they need to talk. They need to have a conversation. They need to do this. And it's like if you need them and they can't help you because they don't know how to help you, or I don't have anything to offer you. So what do you do? What do you do then? It's like I've given you everything and now no one can help me. And that's what I mean. You cannot help everyone. People really have to be willing and ready to work on themselves, do the work, implement it. And I mean, really, really mean it, because people will keep doing the same thing and they'll constantly be looking for you to do the shit for them. You know, I was having a conversation with my wife the other night about how we were in friendships, right? Friendships meant a great deal to me growing up, especially in high school. And I had a lot of relationships. A lot of friendships that were really one-sided, where I was always the one that was giving, and I wasn't receiving anything on the end. And I was constantly helping everyone, you know, just giving them my good energy. People always wanted to gravitate towards me. I had no idea why. People would really get possessive, and I mean, just everything all across the board. And I'm just like, you know, hey, we're friends. I assume that everything is perfectly fine. You know, we don't need to do all that. Well, the thing that really bothered me, that made me close off a lot of people, was because I was giving, but it wasn't being reciprocated. I was helping and it wasn't being reciprocated. And I started to think like, yo, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing so much, or maybe, you know, we can't keep doing this, or maybe we shouldn't be friends. And it's like, you know, constantly helping and giving, and it's like, what am I getting in return? And that's just another side of you can't help everyone, you know? So when I think about it that way, when it came to friendships, and even when it comes to family, you can tell somebody over and over again about something, and if they have these problems and you're constantly talking to them, and then they turn around and do the same shit over and over, and you just like, bro, like I tried to help you and it just seems like my efforts were really going unnoticed because you're still doing the same shit that we just talked about, that you said that you wanted to change. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like a slap in the face. And I mean, you know, not everybody has those expectations of other people where you're just like, well, I know she'll do the right thing, or I know she's going to do this. You know, most times when we're talking to people and we're really trying to help, we're just like, nah, you know, it is what it is. You know, do what feels right to you, man. But, you know, don't play yourself short, or don't do something, you know, where it's going to hurt you in the end, but not really have expectations. And then when they do something opposite, it's just like, damn, you know, I really thought that this person would be different. And nothing will ever change unless that person is ready to change. You know, nothing will ever get better or, you know, move in a different direction until that person decides that they want that to go in a different direction. Is, you know, I had to use the example over last week about someone who may be addicted to drugs. You know, you always have a parent that's always in that person's corner where it's just like, you know, I really want my child to get better. I really want them to stop doing this. You know, I'm gonna do whatever I need to do to stay in their corner to help them. But ultimately, that child has two choices. you're either going to get better or you're going to die. And it's kind of tough when you have to give your child a situation like that, as far as you're either going to get better or this is going to be your actual fate. But just like that, you cannot help them if they do not want to be helped. They can ask for the help. They can ask for the resources. They can ask for the tools, all that good stuff. But if they don't want to be helped, nothing is going to change. You know, we're just wasting breath. We're wasting time, because if that person wanted to change, those things will be implemented. Those things will be, you know, taken, really thoroughly thought about. And you will start to see small things really change for them. But if they're not willing to receive the help, implement the help, then nothing is going to change. Everything is going to stay the same. And so I want you guys to really be mindful of people that you help, how you help them, and how they are receiving this help. I'm going to say that again, how they are receiving this help. When you reach out to help people, are they reciprocating? When you reach out to help someone, are they implementing? When you reach out to help someone, are they trying to make those changes? Because if not, then you cannot help everyone. If your purpose is to not help every single person here or every single person in your family or help somebody out in your family, honey, don't do it. That's not your problem. It's not your purpose. That's not what you're here to do. We came here alone. We're going to leave here alone. And we come across people every now and then who are there to do something for your life, to be a part of your life in some kind of way. And in those same situations, we are there to learn those certain lessons. And if those lessons aren't learned, they're not going to pass us. They're going to keep coming back. They're going to keep coming back, and they're going to keep coming back. But it's not up to the other person to figure it out for you. It's not up to the other person to do it for you. It's up to you as the person to take that, implement it, and change something. Because obviously what's happening is not working, right? So we ask for help. We ask for a listening ear. We ask for a shoulder to cry on. We ask for that advice. But what is that advice going to do if you're not trying to listen, trying not to receive it, and trying not to implement it into your life? What good is that going to do? Because all you're doing is showing that your time was wasted, and so was that other person's time was wasted. And, you know, maybe I'm getting on my soapbox about helping people, but I really don't like when you try to help people and you see no absolute change or just trying of something to implement into their life to make it better, right? They ask you these things and they go and do the opposite. It makes me frustrated because I don't like to talk about something or put my energy into something where I feel like you're going to do it, but then ultimately you don't make a good choice, you know? And there is no difference between, well, no, let me not say that. I can't tell you what is a good and bad choice of something that you're making. I know what's good and bad for me, but for you, I cannot tell you that if it's good or bad. It's what you feel. But if you ask me for help or for my guidance or advice, then somewhere in there, I am expecting you to at least at least make some type of change, but not having an expectation like, I know that you're going to do this big and wild thing. It's just my small expectation to know that you're just going to do something better for yourself. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. For you to feel like, you know, they would do something to better themselves, but not necessarily have this big glorious expectation like, yes, I know you're going to do this. It's more so about, you know, just really having faith in people like, oh, well, you know, I know they're going to do better, you know? So this was just something that was really just, you know, like short and sweet. Was really on my mind from last week. Like I said, this was something that I had to still is living through when it comes to my family. And I just thought it was kind of important to just talk about, you know, about helping people and how you just really can't help everyone. Because sometimes people don't want your help. And sometimes when you do try to give your hand out there to help people, they will take advantage of you. You know, people will take advantage of others who try to give them good help. And just help in general. They love to take advantage of people like that. You know? So be mindful of those people that you are offering your help to. And just be mindful that you cannot help everyone. You know? You got a big heart. And you just really just, you love helping people. You have to realize that you cannot and you will not help everyone. And the sooner that you know that, I feel like the more it won't be so much of a heartbreak when people start doing things or just showing their true colors, you know. So as always, you guys, I hope that you enjoy your Monday and you have a great rest of your day. You will find all of my links listed in the bio, link for Mabel and Mary's. And I will definitely start putting my telephone number for a Ray of Light services for any mediumship, life coaching, counseling sessions, anything like that. Please feel free to reach out, text me, email me, anything like that that you guys may need. I am here at your service. So, yeah, you guys enjoy your day. And thank you for tuning in to the Big Mouth Counselor again. And yeah, peace.